asking how it would be use its Commonwealth powers. What's happened is it's decided it's going to use corporation powers to get involved in industrial relations, yet when it comes to the environment, under the changes to the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, they're busy trying to hand powers back to the states and they don't want a bar of it. So they're picking and choosing or cherry-picking how they use their powers to make decisions.
The federal government at the moment is amending the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Act, and your party is claiming that they're seeking to hand back powers to the states. Can you explain how you see this as being a concern?
Well, they don't, for example, they don't want to have, they're limiting the National Heritage List, they don't want to run the Register of National Estate anymore. They're saying to states, if you do this bioregional planning, developments that come up in that, we'll let you assess them, we'll sign these bilats or bilaterals with you states so that you can make the decisions on environment. So they're busy, as I said, handing back these powers to the states, yet where they want to make other decisions, for example, industrial relations, they're using their powers under the corporation powers to take control to the federal government. So they're cherry-picking their various laws.
So very briefly, for instance, what kind of impact would a devolution to state power have on the dispute over the rock art on the Burrup Peninsula in WA?
Well, that's a very good example where the Minister for Environment and Heritage is trying to not to have to make a decision about listing the Burrup, or is trying to delay it. We believe, in the meantime, to allow the state to go ahead and make decisions on development. That's a very good example where they don't want the responsibility to list what is of national and international significance. They're trying to get out of their responsibilities in that area, and that's a very good example.
I can imagine for people listening that the two issues of industrial relations and the environment appear to be totally separate, and it could be argued that state governments may be closer to grassroots concerns about the environment.
Certainly, we believe that there needs to be decisions made at a state level, but we also believe that there are issues that are of such importance, for example, climate change, logging of forests, big land use issues that may need the Commonwealth to be also be involved in decision making. Certainly on climate change, very current topical issue, the Commonwealth need to be taking a lead in that area, yet they seem to be abrogating their responsibility and, as I said, under the environment, quite keen to in fact hand powers back to the states.
Are you suggesting then that the federal government should use the Corporations Act to further undermine state power in other areas of jurisdiction that are normally devolved to the states?
The point that we're making here is that the Commonwealth do need to be taking some leadership on a number of national issues, but they're not willing to. What they are willing to do is where they want to take away workers' rights and to support big business, they seem to be very keen to take powers into their hands. But where they should be showing leadership, such as on the environment, such as on the Burrup Peninsula, they are reluctant to, and in fact trying to hand the powers back to the states.
So just very briefly, Senator, what should they be doing to claim back more power on the issues of climate change, logging of forests and land use?
Instead of amending the EPBC Act, in the manner that they are, they actually need to be looking at how they can better refine that Act to make sure that they are adequately dealing, for example, with threatened species lists, with heritage listing, with triggers. For example, under that Act, put a trigger in for climate change. Now, there's been a call for that for years. The government has been ignoring it. Putting a trigger in for water, putting a trigger in for clearing. Those are the sorts of issues we believe the Commonwealth need to be taking some leadership on and making some more proactive and positive changes to the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act instead of undermining it and weakening it.